Hey there, are you looking for a good way to promote your business? Sponsor the Over and Out podcast. Shoot us an email at overandoutcast@yahoo.com and we'll do our best to accommodate you. Enjoy the show.
Tommy Lee Jones.
Tommy Lee Jones. Should play Batman.
Tommy Lee Jones in...
They're like, no, not that old and what?
Yeah.
For my choice, I went with the obvious, which you both neglected, Tyler Perry.
I started a MySpace page for the Over and Out, you know?
Did you? MySpace is... you got me all excited. MySpace is where it's at.
Got the Friendster account going on.
Wait, now don't knock Friendster.
Is it Minestrone or Minestrone?
I don't know. There's no hard E at the end. I feel like it presents an I sound, not like an E.
Minestrone.
I feel like it would have to be EE or IE at the end for it to be minestrone. We're so angry. Just an angry guy today.
Oh, it's not over. Please come back and listen. We're going to do this every week. And it's only going to get trashier, I'm going to say.
Hello again, and welcome to another episode of the Over and Out podcast. I am your host, Alex, and I am joined, as usual, by Sam. Sam, say hello to the kind folks at home.
Hello. Very excited to be doing this episode today.
Tell them why, Sam. Tell them why you're excited.
because we have one of my favorite, probably my favorite guest. I think it's safe to say my favorite guest. Do you want to introduce yourself?
I kind of want you to introduce
me.
I would love to introduce you.
Yeah, we have writer, director, producer, all of the above, Brian Boutre, Butray.
Yes.
I don't know. We talked about this on another episode.
You can say whatever you want, man. It's all good.
I like Boutre. I think it's a good name.
I like Butray.
It flows. It's nice. Butray works too.
I'm especially happy that you're on the show because you're such a big defendant of me. When Alex tries to get on my case too hard, so
this is true. I figured I'd have to come back and stand my ground.
I decided to, for Lent, I'm giving up being mean to Sam now. So that's.
Well, I mean, you got a few months before.
Well, I'm starting early. I'm making some changes to the routine. We're throwing.
Is it really for Lent then, or are you just doing it?
I'm just doing it in general. It's like a cleanse. I'm doing a cleanse. Those are in.
Don't
right
throw
now,
Lent into this.
What?
Yes, we do a lot. We do a lot of cleanses out here.
That's a California thing, yeah.
Yeah, it's a California thing.
My buddy's out in California. I think he does cleanses, but I think they consist mainly of like Mexican food and like beer.
Yeah, I mean the cleanse only comes after I eat like the 8-foot burrito. It just cleanses my butthole.
I understand.
Just wipes everything out.
It's a butt ray. It's a literal butt ray.
Well. The butt ray has a butthole.
Exactly.
Burritos come out of it.
Oh, fantastic. Well, all right, we are back for another episode of the podcast. If you listen to the Dork Pod, you will remember Brian because we did a nice little interview about his web series that he was promoting on Kickstarter. So I'm going to give you another chance. Just catch us up to date. What's going on with that, Brian?
Jesus. Where do I even fucking begin? Well, this is cursing. Cursing's okay. What are
yeah,
the
you can swear. Yes. We're explicit on iTunes.
Okay. Okay. So we went fully funded. We actually went over our goal of the original goal was $3,500. We ended up raising over $4,000. But with fees and such associated with Kickstarter and Amazon, we still ended up coming out over the budget. I think we ended up with $3,600 budget to produce 6 episodes. Of 6 to 8 minutes each in length. And it seems like, I really wish I asked for more money at this point. Just money is going quick in pre-production. So we're in pre-production right now, polishing scripts. I should have all like kind of the final ish drafts of everything done by the end of October. And they'll go out for notes out to some people that I trust out here who work at different studios and stuff. And casting will start first week of November. I've been kind of like hanging around in comedy clubs and improv rooms, just kind of sitting in the back and lingering like a creepy person, just trying to get an idea. We secured the song for Will You Be Mine? I don't know if we had that yet when I came on, but Jack Dolgen is an independent artist and he has a song called Will You Be Mine? And we secured the rights for that. And it's just been, it's been crazy. Camera tests, just everything. Just, I love it, but it's just such a, just a whirlwind of just craziness. And we are looking, we are shooting January 13th through the 20th and looking to release in January, February, March, April, May. May, we're looking to release in May. So keep an eye out and always visit our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/BeMindTV. All one word, BeMindTV on Facebook, and you will find everything there. Video updates, tidbits, whatever you want is there, and just keep a lookout. And again, I appreciate you guys letting me hawk my wares here.
Hawk away.
So, I mean, is most of that money going to lube? Is it going to food? What is it? I'm a little bit confused.
It's going to California girls that are obsessed with Jersey accents.
Yes.
And we are, we're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, we're going to jump into some top threes with our good friend Brian, and then, you know, we'll touch on a little something a little later, all right? So, right after this, we are over and out. Welcome back to the podcast. I am Alex, your host for the evening, joined by Sam, the lovable strawberry. Sam, say hello.
Hello, everyone.
And we are also featuring a special guest tonight in the form of Brian Boutre, who listeners of the Dork Pod will remember came on and let us pick his brain over his web series, Would You Be Mine? Brian, say hello as well.
Yes, that is me. Will You Be Mine? Gordy's Quest for a Plus One. Go check out that raunchy, raunchy romantic comedy on Be Mine TV on Facebook.
I feel like raunchy does a lot better on online because there's no holds barred, you know?
Yeah, I mean, it'll be raunchy, raunchy, but I'll still keep it classy. I like to straddle that line. We'll see. You know, there's tranny. There's trainees, there's boners, there's a whole...
You know, you told probably the best story of any story I've heard on a podcast, and that was a story that... The ball story.
Yeah, I got a lot of fucking weird stories like that, so
They make for great material, though.
Yeah.
I almost shit my pants on the ride to come home. So you, if I did, it would have had a great story for you guys.
Oh man! Oh man! That was the extra 3 minutes you needed to get on here, wasn't it?
Yes, it was.
An extra three for a number two.
Yep.
Now we're playing the numbers game. Speaking of numbers, we're gonna jump into a familiar topic. We're gonna do a top three. And this week's top three that we're all going to do is the top three actors you would never cast in your film. So, Brian, this should be fairly easy for you, you know, considering you get to work with that whole casting thing. And since Sam and I only make private movies in the confines of our own bedrooms, we don't really have to cast anyone but left or right, you know?
Those are the best kind, though.
I'm saying.
I'm actually kind of jealous.
You switch it up and you throw like a foot in there and things just get weird. But like, as far as casting goes, we just got left and right. So it's got to be easy for you, though.
Oh, yeah.
So I'm going to actually, Brian, how about you start this one off?
Oh, man. I was thinking about this earlier today. And my first one, and this is going to come out of left field, but it's only because I saw his most recent comedy special. And I am nixing Louis Anderson.
Oh. The big guy?
Yeah,
fat Louis Anderson. Like popular in the 80s, early 90s. He has a Netflix special out from, I think actually from 2013 or late 2012. And me and my buddy were like, oh, let's see. It is the most atrocious thing ever. I wouldn't trust him to tell a joke outside of Starbucks. I wouldn't trust him to be in any movie. Any terrible joke that I write, I wouldn't even trust him to deliver it. He'd probably butcher it. So Louis Anderson, fuck you. You're not being casted in anything I do.
Wasn't he?
And
like,
I feel really.
Wasn't he like a host of like Family Feud or something for a while?
Yeah. And he had like the Life of Louie, I think, was one of his shows.
Doesn't he talk a lot about food? Like most of it, he talks about his food or something.
Yeah, and he in his special, tries to make fun of his weight, like self-deprecating humor, and that's fine. That's probably my favorite kind of humor, but it just comes off as sad. You're just like, it just, that's not funny. It's just sad. I could see the pain. Like, it was atrocious, and I feel bad slamming him because I've heard from multiple people inside the industry or whatever say that he's the nicest man alive.
I'm sure he is. But, he's probably riding high on a sugar binge.
Yeah. So I'm sorry, Louie Anderson, but you're not making it past my casting couch.
You gots to get got, Louie Anderson. Sam, how about you? Who's your first?
So my first is probably going to confuse you guys, but I have reasoning for all three of mine. My first is Brad Pitt. And it's nothing against Brad Pitt as an actor.
That's right. I'm shaking my head at you.
Yeah, no. I understand. it's really nothing against Brad Pitt as an actor. And to be honest, I think I want to say my three people. Like, you know, we can cycle through and I'll say my three people before I have my final explanation because it'll make more sense. I don't want to repeat myself because each of them has the same reason why I would cast them. That makes sense.
So you just want to say their name and then move on until the last one.
Exactly.
All right. Brad Pitt.
You'll see.
Well, all right. So my first is a classic, and you'll remember him from such classics as Problem Child. And I'm saying. Well, all right. Anyway, Gilbert Godfrey. strictly for his voice, if nothing more, but strictly for his voice. It's like blood curdling. I don't know. I can't picture him in any movie that he's ever been. Like, he's not even good in movies that he is cast in, let alone anything I could think to cast him in. The only thing I could think to cast him in is like, no, nothing. There's nothing. There is nothing that man could possibly be in that would make me happy.
Well, and for you to dislike somebody who has probably been in questionable movies throughout his career, and you're a big fan of said questionable movies, typically, that really says something.
That's a reach.
I mean, what was the last big? I'm scrolling through his IMDb page right now, and
I think he was on like Celebrity Rehab or like.
We got a Victims Unit. He did shows in 2011.
Gilbert Godfrey did
SVU. I don't think
SVU.
I wouldn't put that out there.
He did
I don't
SVU.
I don't know.
He had to play like one of the pedophiles in that show.
He did something called Funky Monkey.
Funky Monkey, starring Gilbert
Godfrey. He
probably Godfrey.
Did play somebody who touches. Funky Monkey, 2004. He played Dr. Spleen.
Oh, what the hell! I just hope Stabler Dr. took his Spleen. Ass down. Crank Stabler's anchors. Not even on that anymore, is he?
I'm not so.
In what?
In SVU.
SVU?
Yeah.
I don't know. I've actually never seen an episode of SVU.
Oh my.
Yeah, I can't help you.
I think you're on your own.
Oh, good grief, you guys. Good grief. Don't you know good quality television programming when you see it? All right, Brian, what's your second one?
So you don't like
My second one, and this is very, very obvious. Taylor Lautner.
Oh.
He is he's an atrocious actor. I don't know if anybody's happened to catch Abduction.
Oh.
I you know what? I saw Abduction and I actually wanted I really kind of gave him the benefit of the doubt, you know, because I wasn't watching that movie. I was watching that movie for no other reason than to just kind of sink into it.
Laugh at it.
Laugh at it, whatever. But
what was the reason you watched it?
Me?
Yeah.
I mean, I just kind of wanted like a
Taylor
Lautner
night
sort of.
Did you watch Twilight with it back to back?
No, I just watched it, and I mean, he was so bad that I couldn't even. There was nothing about that movie that I could.
It's so bad. It's basically like for anybody who hasn't seen it, it's like it's kind of like trying to be like a Bourne series. They're trying to launch like a Bourne series with Taylor Lautner. And the kid just has the dumbest facial expressions every time, just staring blankly.
Wait. I will say, though, there is a phenomenal scene in that movie that I've shown my friends, like, over and over. And it's the one where his dad, like, he just, in that movie, Alex, he randomly, fights his dad.
He's in the beginning, he fight. There's like a 5-minute long fight scene where his dad is literally kicking the shit out of him. Awesome. He's like a 16-year-old boy, and his dad is punching him in the face and roundhousing him.
They're playing it off like, it's just the, and like the mom looks out, she's like, oh, boys will be boys.
Boys will be boys. Yeah. And like, dad's got a herniated disc again. Taylor's got a broken nose. Yeah. Like what kind of dysfunctional fucking family is that?
Is this really movie? Magical. Is this movie like on the level of like Taken with Liam Neeson, or is it like?
No, I really like.
Oh no, I like that. I just mean plot wise.
Taken's good for what it is.
I just mean plot wise.
It's a very simple like plot. It's the, you know, the kid doesn't have an identity. Finds out he was like adopted or whatever, and his real parents are like military, and he's trying to find out his true identity, and these other people are chasing him down because they realize he's a weapon and he knows shit. And
his girlfriend,
it's so
gets
bad.
Kidnapped?
The best, I don't think she does. Does she, Sam?
I don't remember, to be honest.
She was the best part. Because she's hot.
There's a girl. I know there's a girl in it.
It's Phil Collins' daughter. I think it's Lily Collins.
She just like walk around, like she just like walk in and out of scenes every now and then. Like shit's getting real, Taylor. And he's like, yeah, all right, cool. Thanks for showing your face on the screen for 5 seconds.
Well, he always, like, they're like neighbors, and I guess he always would like jerk off to her growing up. And because he always is staring at her from like across the way.
So it's like Taken meets Disturbia.
Yeah, he kind of has like Disturbia thing, but he's way just stupider than Shia LaBeouf.
Lily Collins.
Yeah, it's Phil Collins' daughter. Phil Collins.
Oh, okay.
As in the Air of the Night, Phil Collins.
Yeah, I was just going to say,
yeah.
Do you think when the abduction happened, he could feel it in the air in the night?
I think maybe he could.
That was my grandpa joke for the day. I had to get, if I don't get one grandpa joke in, I feel young and youthful, and that's just not.
What we really should have done, we should have just kept quiet. We should have just let that bomb just nicely.
Seriously, we were way too nice on that one.
I was like, yeah. Great job.
You see what happens when I'm nice to Sam, everything gets civil again.
I told you it didn't need to be like this.
Seriously, you gotta start working on being dicks again. Sam, give us number two.
Matt Damon. And again, I don't really have an issue with Matt Damon's acting.
I feel like I know where this list is going for you.
I think that speaks for itself, though. I don't like Matt Damon. I'm not a fan of Matt Damon.
All right, well, I mean, I'll say this before I eventually say the third and then my explanation. It has nothing to do with acting ability or if I like this person or not.
Well, does it have to do with a particular movie franchise?
I mean, I guess in a way, but there's even a larger.
Did you see The Talented Mr. Ripley? He's not talented. That shit needs to cease. He's not an actor. No, Matt Damon should write.
I'm so confused right now.
Can I quote you on that, Alex? Matt Damon should write.
Yeah.
Like, but it's like, but I wish that people could hear. Matt Damon should write.
Yeah.
Like, I guess that's a thing he should do.
He should. No more acting.
I'm so confused by the glasses. I'm so confused by your glasses.
You should
right
be.
Now.
Listen, okay.
For everybody there, he's got glasses and only one eye is you. Do you have cataracts in one eye?
You know it. It's vision correction, Brian. Vision correction.
Okay.
Are you serious?
Yes, Sam.
I can't tell. I don't know.
It caught me off guard, like the cutaway for people who don't know, because this is a purely an audio recording for people who are going to listen. We are all looking at each other as we speak to one another, and it cut to like Alex, and it was just glasses. It was strange.
And
while we're on the subject, do you sleep on that? Is that a bed behind you?
Yeah, that's a bed behind me.
Do you sleep on that?
No.
There's just to give the listeners a little background, his bed is just piled in crap.
This is technically my guest bedroom, but at the same time, the way my sleeping patterns work, I just kind of drop to wherever I'm feeling like it's gonna happen for the night. It could be anywhere.
That sounds like the life of an alcoholic. Is there something you want to share with us?
No. You missed that revelation, Brian. I don't even drink anymore.
Oh, no. Did I just bring up, like, is there, like, serious problems?
There have been some problems, Brian.
Oh, boy. Okay.
But we're okay. We're back on track. And now I sleep in that mess over there.
And you wear glasses with one lens.
One lens.
The accident was traumatic.
Okay.
Vision correction.
Leave it.
So Matt Damon. Matt Damon.
So wait, what is yours? What is your second one?
My second Alex. One?
Yeah.
Tyler Perry.
What?
I just dropped the bomb. I knew Sam was going to get real pissed off at this, but I have a good explanation. Because I like Tyler Perry's movies, but I don't like when he's in them.
Wow.
Again,
what if he's in somebody else's movie?
No. He's not an actor. He's a play. He writes things well. Like him and Matt Damon, they should go in on a script together. Medea's Born Ultimatum.
See, I wanted to put him on the list because I think he's a terrible actor too. Right. Sorry, Sam. I actually think everything he does is atrocious.
Wait, are you talking about Tyler Perry?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, no, I completely agree with you.
Sam's pissed off because I actually like Tyler Perry, but yeah. I like Tyler Perry movies. I don't like Tyler Perry's acting ability.
Do you like Tyler Perry's movies ironically, or do you
I genuinely like Tyler Perry's movies.
Not only that, but he gets very angry when he defends Tyler Perry.
I feel like it comes up regularly, Sam.
This is noted. All right, I'm gonna come back around to this.
Come back. We'll come back to it. But for now, we'll go with your third.
My third. Now there's two, and the last two is a game time decision for me.
All right, tiebreaker. Down to the buzzer beater.
I'm gonna go with Jennifer Lopez.
Ooh.
I think she's atrocious. She's a terrible actress. She's box office poison. If I'm looking at it from a financial standpoint. I'm not gonna make any money off of her at the box office.
She in like Geely or whatever that movie is?
No.
Geely, yeah.
Wait,
yeah,
she's not.
No, that was Mariah Carey, wasn't it?
No, it was because Geely was the reason that Jersey Girl, the Kevin Smith film, did so bad because everyone thought she was gonna be in it the entire movie.
Ah.
But in reality, she actually dies in the first minute and a half. And everybody crushed, like, because that was that Ben Affleck, Jennifer Lopez time when the movie
came out. Yeah.
So would you say
I got to defend my boy, Kev Smith.
Would you say that in terms of Jennifer Lopez and her acting, you've had enough?
Yes, I have had enough. Which is actually probably my favorite movie of hers from the 90s.
Is it really?
I don't hate it. I mean, there's not many to pick from for her, so.
What about Made in Manhattan?
Neps. Was she that? Is she that? Is that what Ralph Fiennes?
Ralph Fiennes. Voldemort takes off the nose prosthetic.
Oh, jeez.
You know, I feel like he's not a good looking guy. I feel like Jennifer Lopez, as even if she was like a homely maid, she wouldn't like see him and be like, God damn, this is it. This is it for me. This is the best I will ever do, because she could like meet any old bum on the street and be like, eons
he's got
above
that,
Ralph Fiennes.
He's got that mysterious,
mysterious like Russian murderer look to him.
He does. He's a little bit creepy.
Like,
looking.
And now all I can think of is like him speaking parcel tongue anytime that like.
Wait, isn't it Rafe?
Ray? Ralph?
Ray? Ronald? Ray Fiennes? Like,
there's a bunch of Fiennes. There's a bunch. There's a couple brothers.
He's just creepy in general.
I think there's Ralph. There might be a Ray.
Do they
I think
all
there
look
might be
like a, that? Is there a Regina Fiennes? Like, does she look like
yeah,
them?
Yeah, you could kind of tell.
That's rough.
Well, is it my turn?
Well, wait. I want to know who it came down between, Jennifer Lopez and who else.
Oh, sorry. I thought that, yeah.
Honorable mention is Mr. Cameo himself, Rab Schneider.
Rab Schneider. Good call.
But I did make a note that I would put him in somewhere just as a cameo, as a really, I would write the shittiest cameo for him, and it would be like, I feel like it would be hilarious because everyone would get it. But
I was just going to say, start a Kickstarter just to get Rob Schneider to have a cameo.
Just a cameo?
Yeah.
I don't even know. Maybe I make him the tranny. He's done. Has he done that? I think he might have played in
He did the hot chick. He did the hot chick.
The hot chick.
Yeah. Okay. So he's well versed in tranny.
He's borderline. He's borderline with it. Yeah.
Yeah, but Rob Schneider's not going to fill the. I wrote the tranny as like a big black tranny. So Rob Schneider's not going to cut it. He's about 5'2".
Well, you know? I'm available. I'm just saying. Throwing it out there.
So
for listeners of the podcast, if you didn't know this, Alex is black and he's very large.
Yes.
What up?
The man's shoulders are very broad.
I do what I can.
Very broad.
It's a tough world, but somebody's got to fill those size 13 shoes, you know? They're like the Velcro strappy ones, because that's what we wear here in Albany.
Hey, easy on, easy off.
I'm saying, that's convenient. Sam, who's your third? And then you have to tell us why now.
I know. Yeah. My third is Tom Hanks.
Damn.
You threw me on that one. I thought I knew where this was going.
Me too.
Where did you think it was going to go?
Well, I don't. Now it's just completely wrong. I thought there was.
No, who did you think the third person was going to be?
Ben Affleck.
Oh, yeah. No. Tom Hanks.
I thought you had a gripe with the Oceans movies. I thought you were just going to list George Clooney next.
Oh.
Despite my gripe with the Oceans movies.
I didn't even think about the Oceans movies.
I'm excited for this explanation.
Yeah, so my explanation is this. I think that all three of those actors at some point, well, some more than others, but like they've definitely, like, I'm a fan of some of their work, a lot of their work in some cases. And I think the problem is that if I were doing a movie, unless one of those people fit in like exactly to a role that I wanted them to be in, I would not want them to be leading up, because I feel like when those guys are in a movie, it becomes all about the fact that they're in that movie, which is fine for certain productions, but I kind of feel, and again, from a financial aspect, saying that you wouldn't want those guys in your movie would be ridiculous. However, if I were, you know, truly making a movie, I would want to get people that were not as big, so they wouldn't actually take over the entire.
You want people to believe the character is actually this. I'm listening and taking a journey with this specific character. I'm not taking this journey with Brad Pitt, who is playing.
Exactly. Whatever. Exactly.
You want Rob Schneider in a film.
Yeah.
I don't want Rob Schneider in a film, but I mean, it is like, and it's no knock on these guys as actors, as I've said, but it really is just that it's kind of like,
it's their persona. Their persona is so big that at this point they can't help it. It's always going to be Brad Pitt in. Do you put Leo DiCaprio in that same thing?
You know, I would have put him in that like 3 years ago.
He's
to be
too
honest.
Good.
Like, he is, and he even won me over. I was never a huge Leo fan, to be honest. But in the last like 3 to 5 years or something, I have really bought into the fact that I would love to have him in a movie that I made.
Leo had me at Titanic. Come on now.
I mean, great head of hair. He had a great head of hair.
Great head of hair.
Seriously.
He actually had me on Growing Pains when he was the stray kid.
Yeah.
I don't know if you guys.
Yeah, he was humble. Sam
might be a little
beginnings.
Young for
that's,
that.
That's a little.
Sam, what were you, two or three when that was out?
What year are we talking about?
Growing Pains? I don't know. Let me see Leo's. Let me see where his credit's at.
It was back when that kid was, before he became like a homophobic right-wing conservative. Kirk Cameron was is that his name?
Kirk Cameron.
Her name?
Yeah. So from 1990, he did it 1991 and 1992.
He was like Gilbert Grape age. Who's Gilbert Grape age?
I was not even born yet. So even hit, I was 93. So
you missed Leo's debut.
Sam was in utero.
No, I my introduction was Gilbert Grape. So
okay, and he was great in that.
He was great.
Hey, Tropic Thunder says don't go full retard. Gilbert Grape is living proof that you can go full retard.
Yes, you can. And he was phenomenal.
He was
absolutely
great.
Phenomenal. Yeah.
I hated the mom in that, though. Do a couple like remote curls. Like, you lazy fucking bitch. Like, you have a family. Jesus. I understand you're not going to lose 300 pounds over like the course of one summer, but like, hey, let's make steady progress in our life. Let's aim for better.
if you're that big, and even like the littlest things would help you.
Yeah.
I think.
Again, do some remote curls, even just maybe moving your head to the side a couple times, like just doing one of these.
Anything but just sitting and maybe literally just, not moving.
She just starts doing this all day.
She's got bigger fish to fry, and by fish I mean all foods.
Real quick, actually, I have one more question for Sam on the, because I think this is a good, I think this is a really great point about how actors get too big, their brand, I guess, gets too big, and people don't believe them as much. How come nobody has done that with Daniel Day-Lewis? Is it because he's such an enigma, or is he just that fucking good at acting?
I think I know why.
I think he is, like, you talk about, like, the exception. I think he is the exception to that rule, because he is sort of like, I mean, how many Daniel Day-Lewis's are there?
One.
There's really, or people of that level of what people put him in. So I think that's probably what stops him from falling under that, because it's like him and then nobody else really.
Because it's a weird thing, because we all are like, Daniel Day-Lewis movie comes out and everyone's like, oh shit, Daniel Day-Lewis movie, gotta go see it. And you're always thinking Daniel Day-Lewis in your head. 5 minutes into your movie, you're like, oh shit, that's, you know, whoever he's playing, that's the dude.
Oh yeah.
But I think
whatever the guy's name is in Gangs in New York, like,
I think a lot of his movies are written for him. Like, I think that he's literally he's typecast into 90% of those roles. I think that's why he's an exception to that rule.
He doesn't, I mean, again, and also he doesn't do like a lot of movies. That's another thing about him. So like, even though he is a big name, it's not like he's done had a huge amount of roles. I mean, he's had a solid amount, and he spaces them out well enough where people can kind of come back and get excited for that next one. Except for Nine. I don't know what he was doing in that.
I didn't even see it. Fuck the musical.
Yeah, I didn't see that either.
I'm amazed. How do you get you think that there's like so many people that would absolutely just love to have had Daniel Day-Lewis in their movie, and then just he goes out and does Nine.
I guess that's what makes him Daniel Day-Lewis. He just makes weird choices.
Yeah.
Yeah. Whatever suits him at the time. Who knows?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Alex, what is your third?
You know, I had it on the tip of my tongue about 5 seconds ago, and then we started talking about Daniel Day-Lewis, and now I'm like really feeling Daniel Day-Lewis. Shit. I should have written it down, probably. Well, you know.
Here, how about this? Instead of giving us that, I'm just kind of curious. Who is your favorite actor or actress in the Tyler Perry kind of ensemble?
He switches it up, you know, that's my thing. All right, strictly off of like some of my favorite, Jill Scott is fantastic. Mm-hmm. Jill Scott on many levels, A, because she can sing like a brick shit house. Secondly, because she's got some like range as far as an actress goes. Like, I'm surprised she's not in more films, because I think that she could give 90% of actresses out there a run for their money.
Wow.
She's damn good. Idris Elba was in one of his movies, and he's a very good actor.
Did she say Idris Elbow?
Elba. It's got an A. Idris Elbow in... No. No,
well, yeah, no, he's great.
He's fantastic. I mean, that's the thing, though. Like, Tyler Perry doesn't... He, you know, there's only, like, certain amount of movies that he casts the same people in, and it's generally himself, and that's because he plays, like, the entire Madea family. So... like the movies, like Why Did I Get Married? He's not in those really that much, because he plays one character, and the rest of the cast is a full, you know, they're brought into that as cast members for a movie. He just kind of writes himself in as a small part to those kinds of movies. But like Daddy's Little Girls, he's not. I'm trying to think back. He's not even in that movie. I don't think. I don't think he's even in the movie.
How about Why Did I Get Married 2?
No, he's in that. He plays one of the husbands in the couples, but he's in Why Did I Get Married 1 too. But they're not like the major. That movie's like pretty much centered around like Jill Scott's character and Janet Jackson's character.
But since we're on the topic of Tyler Perry, and I'm gonna start by saying allegedly, because I don't know if this ever gets out. I don't want any type of legal trouble. Uh-oh. But so I have a good story.
Yes.
That concerns Tyler Perry.
Oh my goodness.
This is the best day ever.
So, when I first moved out to LA, I have a lot of my core group of friends are started out as assistants at various agencies throughout the town. I won't even name the agency that they were at when they heard this. So they assistants stay on calls and stuff. They have to, like, when the boss is on the phone talking to somebody, normally the assistant's on the phone as well, just muted or whatever, just listening in. And one of my friends was on a call that he wasn't supposed to be on and heard a story that a bunch of people, like representatives and Tyler Perry, were on a plane, and they couldn't find Tyler Perry on this private plane. And they were like, where is Tyler? Where's TP at? So they go looking at the one end of the plane, and they open the private door to find Tyler Perry poking Plaxico Burress in the butt.
What?
Again, this is allegedly heard.
Oh, man.
Now, when you say poking.
I mean, he was. Listen, I mean, rumor has it that he was fucking Plaxico Burress in the ass.
Oh, my gosh. As blunt as I can
about it. Rumor has it.
Can I spread this story? Like, I.
You can tell your friends. Go ahead. I mean, I've been telling my friends for years. Again, since this is being recorded, rumor allegedly.
You know what's going to happen is like, this podcast is going to get released, and, like, the moment it does, you're going to get a call, and it's just going to be like, hello, Brian, and then it's like, yeah, this is Tyler Perry. You'll never make a film here again.
Yeah, I know. What
the fuck? I'm waiting for the episode to go up, and then I'm just going to, like, text Sam and be like, man, something weird happened. We jumped to, like, 3 million listeners overnight.
Yeah.
Something crazy happened.
I am so fucked if that call ever comes, because this is such – it seems like a big town, but it is a small town for what
especially,
goes on.
Especially, I mean, and Tyler Perry, you know, love him or hate him, the guy has got to have some pull out there, or just in general.
He owns Tyler Perry Studios.
Well, yeah.
He's a hustler. I mean, the dude racked in more – I was actually Googling before you guys were talking about what his – he was, like, one of the highest earners in Hollywood, like, for the past 2 years.
Well, and you know what would be funny, though, is if he called you and he's like, you will never be making a movie in Tyler Perry Studios ever. and you're just like, oh, all right, that's not the worst thing.
You're like, oh, man, I guess I could live.
You can kiss your work with me goodbye.
Yeah.
Oh, all right. Okay.
You know, I didn't think that you could top your these balls story, but
yeah.
that's pretty darn close.
I got a lot of weird shit. Like,
I was hoping I actually thought you were gonna say he was flying the plane. Like, that was where I was headed.
Oh, I just thought he was gonna be like taking a shit or something. I didn't think he was gonna be.
Guys, breaking news: Tyler Perry pooped on a plane. No,
I was in awe when I heard that story, and especially because he was on the Giants. Plaxico was on the Giants when this was going on. We were winning Super Bowls, and I guess, you know, I mean, whatever. I mean, more power to him. It's just I hear a lot of these stories. Like, everybody's – it's true. Everybody's gay in Hollywood. As Robert Downey Jr. says in Tropic Thunder, he's like, come on, man, it's Hollywood. Everybody's gay. Like, you hear a lot of stories.
There's so many stories. If I could take any story that I've ever heard that, like, was allegedly true, including that one, and then I could make all of them turn out to be false, if that one could be true, I would take it.
It's such a good story because you don't – like, first of all, you're like, oh, he's having butt sex with another dude. You're like, I didn't think Tyler Perry was gay. Well, maybe we did. There's rumors. And you're like, yeah, but he was having sex with Plaxico Burress. You're like, wait, what? Plaxico Burress, the football player?
Pro Bowl wide receiver.
And I mean, the jokes write themselves. He's a wide receiver. He's catching, like, he's catching everything.
Sam interns for ESPN, so this has so much reach right now.
Oh, yeah. Take this to the newsroom. Actually, don't you dare.
On Monday, I'm gonna go to the host desk and be like, hey, guys, I got a good story for you to tell.
Oh, God, that'll be so fun. Well,
I don't even know. I'm sorry I derailed.
No, you derailed at a perfect moment. You should. Oh, my. Derail more often. Good God.
Yeah, seriously.
I'll save some.
Well, we're going to.
The next. I'll think.
What's that?
Oh, no. I'll try to think of. The next stories will just be embarrassing about myself. I won't throw multimillionaires who could crush me with one phone call onto the bus.
Do it. They'll never know. They'll never know it was you. Nah. Sam and I have your back.
Oh, yeah.
It's okay.
Well, with that, we're going to take a short break so we can let that set into all the listeners' ears. When we come back, we will be discussing another topic of ours where we get to choose something. So with that, we are over and out, and we'll be right back. Podcast. My name is Alex. If you were listening, you just heard one of the biggest secrets in Hollywood. Maybe it's not a secret. Maybe it's out there. Maybe it's so far out there that we're not hip to trot, so to speak, if you will. But if you were listening, we just dropped a huge celebrity bomb, or Brian did. Thank you, Brian.
Alleged bomb. Alleged rumor bomb. Has it. We're gonna
assume it's true completely, 100%.
I'm sticking by alleged. That word is golden in legal terms.
Well, we are allegedly moving on to our next topic in the show, which is yet another chance for us to let you, the viewers, know exactly how we feel about certain things in the entertainment world. But before we do that, we'd like to give you the opportunity to reach out, talk to us, and you can do that by many a social media means. We are on Facebook, where you can like us, you can comment on the wall, do all those fun things. We are also on Twitter and Instagram. That's weird. I don't know how it works, but we post pictures and stuff, and you can like them, but you can follow both of those at Over and Outcast. We are also available by email if you want to send us questions. If you want to ask Brian questions, even, we can have him back on the show to answer them for you it's Over and Outcast at yahoo.com. At Yahoo because we don't have a domain, because we're poor, and because Yahoo is the first one I clicked on, because I know Sam's going to call me out for it again, probably.
I'm not going to, because you actually addressed it before I could.
Yeah, that's how that works. Anyway, so that's how you can get in contact with us. If you have any questions, feel free to ask. Let us know. We'll tell you our deepest, darkest secrets and most embarrassing stories. And Brian will tell you everyone else is in Hollywood's. So with that, we're moving on to our final topic for the evening. And that final topic is, if you could be anyone in any movie, character-wise, if you could play the role, who would it be? And why? And Sam, I know you were having difficulty with this, so I'm going to make you start this round.
All right. It's really nice of you.
You're welcome.
So after much discussing with my brain, I just edit that out.
Tell me more. No. Tell me more about this brain discussion with itself. Let me hear about these inner monologues and voices you're having. Do they have different voices or?
There's definitely multiple voices, but it gets a lot stranger than that up there.
Does one sound like Mudia?
Sam goes missing during the podcast. The crew from the podcast went looking for Sam and found him in the airplane bathroom.
So after much thought, I think I got to go with Tony Montana.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
Because, and I know it's kind of like, if I really like delved into it more, I could have probably come up with a more unique one, except I remember the first time that I watched that movie, I thought that like, that was like the coolest like role I could think of. All right. You know what? I mean, I'm not going to change it, but I will say one that was really high up on the list just to make it a little bit, to make it sound like I don't just watch, Scarface all the time, even though that's the case. I think Harvey Keitel in Bad Lieutenant would be a role that I would love to try out, because it's just so horrifying. But I'll stick with Tony Montana. I mean, that's just a badass role. And to be able to, like, I feel like the power, You know, Alex, you're looking at me with like this strangest look right now.
I just want to know why you didn't say Batman. Like, I genuinely want to know.
Because I've told you this before. I don't think that there's anything really interesting about playing Batman. I mean, it's a pretty basic character.
But you make it your own. That's what I'm saying. Like, you pick the role because you want to be the Batman. So rather than being the grumbly, crunchy voiced Batman, you could be like, I don't know, like the over the top, loosey goosey, flamboyant Batman.
Yeah, get that bat nipple.
Like, you could don the latex suit and just jump into it with just like a bubbly attitude instead of like grumbling everything.
Yeah, Batman's on the list of people of roles I like to play, but it's not my top two, I guess. Top five. It makes my top five list for sure.
That's rough. I feel bad for Batman now.
Hey, it's okay. He gets his wins in other places.
Brian,
in airplane bathrooms.
This is very true.
Brian, if you had the opportunity to play Batman, how would you play Batman?
I don't know. I'd play him effeminate.
Right?
I'd go opposite. I'd play him effeminate.
That's what I'm thinking.
Because nobody's going to suspect, or maybe you make Bruce Wayne gay and Batman like the tough alpha.
That is interesting.
You go Bruce Wayne doubles as a gay guy, and that way nobody suspects, you know, Batman, you know, like Batman can't be gay. That's just, you know, that's people's first thoughts, as stupid as that may be. I mean, Batman can be gay. But I think if a role reversal, either one of them, either Bruce Wayne or Batman plays gay and the opposite is the alpha.
Yeah, because nobody will suspect him.
Yeah.
Look at Batman being super forceful and like manly and masculine. They'll be like, there's no way Bruce Wayne could be that guy.
Yeah. I think it would work. I think I would actually, that would be a good way to play it. I think that'd be, and I'd be curious to see somebody play it like that.
Sam, get on it.
I'll work on stuff.
Brian, how about you? The one role you could have if you got to.
Well, my first initial thought was that I wanted to play Emma Stone's role in Crazy Stupid Love because she got to be with Ryan Gosling.
Amen.
I love that answer. I love that answer.
But my real answer would probably be Raging Bull, Jake LaMotta, De Niro.
Oh, that's a good answer as well.
Any De Niro role from like the late 70s and the 80s, like Taxi, Raging Bull, like he was on another level at that time. Mm-hmm. Scorsese had him at another level. Mean Streets.
Do I need to remind you though that he never gets with Ryan Gosling?
Says who?
Emma Stone? Yes, she does. Or you mean Robert De Niro never gets with
Robert De Niro.
No, have they even done a movie together? I don't think so.
No, I'm just saying you won't ever find a role where you get to be with Ryan Gosling in that situation.
This is true, and that's why it wasn't my first choice.
I'd pick any movie with Ryan Gosling in it too.
Because I understand. If Ryan Gosling wanted to show me the big move, I would let him show me the big move, and I would jump into his arms, and we would just dirty dance the night away.
Oh, drive with Ryan. Drive. You could sit passenger all night long.
To digress for a second, have you seen Only God Forgives?
No.
Oh, I was on a road trip with some friends, and my friend had like a torrented version of that on his laptop.
Yeah.
And we watched, it was like terrible quality. And we watched like half of it. And in the front of the car, our friends were like blasting music. So all I got from it was just crazy.
It looks beautiful. You did it a disservice by watching it the way you did.
Oh yeah.
So it's the most one of the most beautiful shot movies I've seen in a long time. It's fucking bad though. The story sucks. It's long. It's a one watch and done.
But it looks pretty.
Oh, it looks gorgeous. And the guy Nicholas Winding Refn, who also directed Drive, I mean knows how to cut together a film, knows how to shoot a film. Just his story sometimes. And you saw a Drive too. I mean, I like Drive a lot, but this was like just way, it was just empty. It was just very, very empty.
I liked Drive. I liked Drive a lot. I don't know why though.
I like Drive a lot too, but there was Drive still had a story. Like, Only God Forgives is just, it's supposed to be this revenge story, but it's not that good. Yeah.
I don't know.
But I mean, Ryan looks good.
He looks so good always. He looked good in Lars and the Real Girl, and he was supposed to look homely in that.
Yeah. I mean, hell. Everybody needs to fuck a doll every once in a while.
A sex doll. I'd be the sex doll. Whatever. He just, like, kind of canoodles with her. You know, takes her around town, takes her on dates. That's, like, my dream life right there. Ryan Gosling.
I feel like the doll, if the doll could talk, she would have tried to put Lars in the friend zone.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. If they came with, like, a voice box or something with pre-recorded messages, he would hit all the wrong spots with her.
I love you, but I'm not in love with you.
Yep. It's not you, it's me.
Yeah.
You deserve so much better. Yeah.
Alex, what is yours?
My role is a throwback to a childhood classic, just because, and I feel like it's a fairly iconic role. And so, like, I feel bad saying that I'd want to take this role from this former child actor, but Home Alone, Kevin McAllister.
Every kid wanted to be Home Alone. That's a good answer.
I'm saying, I would love to have played that role. And Kevin McAllister's got, like, all the booby traps and stuff. And how fun must it have been to be on that set with, like, Joe Pesci and Daniel Stern every day? Just, like, running through the booby traps over and over. And then, the second one, like, in the hotel. Like, sorry, Macaulay, we need you to lay on the bed and eat the giant vat of ice cream again. Like,
is this what is Home Alone? Is this like one of your obscure film references?
Home Alone?
I'm just kidding.
part of me was like, I know you're young and that was out early, but you better know that movie.
Seriously, I almost shit a brick. I was like, Sam, really?
No, I actually think you're like kind of baby faced, features. You could play Kevin McAllister right now.
Alex has got that mischievous, you know, baby face. Mm-hmm. He could do that.
It's a blessing and a curse, because when I hit 50, I'll look real nice. but it's a curse, because when I shave my face, 25-year-old women look at me and say, there's no way you're out of high school. So it's a curse.
It's okay. You just tell them, hey, why don't you come be a pedo for a little bit? Come down and play in the schoolyard.
It's only statutorily inappropriate. No worries. I don't live with my mom and dad.
Tell them you'll give them written consent. It's fine.
Yeah, I'll fake my mother's signature.
Allegedly.
For you. Yeah.
Just throw out the word allegedly enough. And
that's right. It Mom works. And dad allegedly signed it.
it works in my favor, but I can let like a little 5 o'clock shadow grow, and then I just, it's not good. Sam saw me the other weekend. I had a deep V white undershirt on with like minestrone soup spilled all over it.
Nothing. Okay, wait, Brian. I need you to. Yeah. I need you to resolve this. It's not. This wasn't like a fight or anything, but it was certainly we got this put into question.
Fisticuffs.
Do you guys have
Yeah, I'd say so. Is it minestrone or minestrone? Are you serious?
Minestrone.
Minestrone.
I think it's minestrone.
Why do I think it's minestrone?
I don't know.
Is that like my Midwest, like, just, it's got to be like minestrone. It can't.
There's no hard E. You sound like a 6-year-old on a Chef Boyardee commercial, like getting super excited for his dinner.
Here, I'm going to pull up the pronunciation.
Minestrone.
I don't know. You're making me second guess myself, but my first gut thing is minestrone.
Here, let me see.
Sam's going to be right. That's how this works. It's like neither. It's like minestrone.
That's where you are. Here, if you're in Italy, it's minestrone, like with a minestrone. And then America, minestrone. And in little Italy, minestrone. Strong.
So we're all right. Yeah. Everybody's a winner.
So we can
look at that.
Just...
Everybody gets a trophy. The pussification of America.
That was beautiful. Problem solved. I'm glad I guessed that minestrone right there at the end, because that could have gotten. We would have been 2 for 3. 2 for 3 on that one.
Uh huh. I just realized that you guys are both East Coasters.
Yeah, we are.
Yeah.
Yeah, I never thought about that.
Oh well, you know, it's the little things that count.
My brain never discussed it with
The little things that make
life
worth living.
The shadow of a big city.
This is a cool podcast, because we're actually, like, or at least this specific, having you on, Brian, because we're actually, like, representing different regions. You know, we've got we've got out west, we've got me Midwest, and we've got you out in the east, Alex.
That's right. I'm up the latest
across the country.
Yeah.
It's tough, but it's great because it brings the country together at a time when fiscal strife and indecision is prominent amongst the states.
Prominent,
yes.
Allegedly.
Allegedly.
Allegedly. Rumor has it.
It's that whole debt ceiling thing or whatever. I don't really pay attention.
Is Rumor Has It a Tyler Perry movie?
Rumor has it.
I feel like it's a Katherine Heigl vehicle.
Yeah, maybe.
Or no, I think it might be Jen Aniston.
Rumor has it.
Oh, yeah, it is.
Is that the one with Steve Zahn in it?
It's supposed to be a retelling of, it's supposed to be, I think, a reimagination of Mrs. Robinson, The Graduate.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That's weird.
Yeah, I think he falls for her mom or like something.
Oh, it is. Yeah, now I'm remembering this.
It has something to do with The Graduate.
Shirley MacLaine.
Is it Steve Zahn? Is Steve Zahn in that? Steve Zahn's my third actor I'd never cast in a film.
I feel like it's Kevin Costner in there.
It's Kevin Costner, Shirley MacLaine, Mark Ruffalo.
Oh, see, I'm flipping through movie covers in my head, and I was looking at one that I saw on Netflix with her in it. She's like a redhead. Oh. I don't know. I don't think Jennifer Aniston can't believe how much. Redhead.
I just can't believe how much I know about this movie. Rumor has it. I've never actually watched it.
Yeah, it's a little weird, Brian. It's a little weird. Not gonna lie.
It is.
The next thing you know, we find you in a bathroom with Tyler Perry.
Allegedly.
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 It's quite, that's what I'm going to name this episode. This episode is going to just be this allegedly. Episode, allegedly.
Allegedly or rumor has it, ...
Both. Why not both? In honor
ellipsis?
Of
is that what that is? ... is an ellipsis?
I'm not an English major. I don't know the answer to these things. You do the writing. We just talk.
I think ... is ellipsis.
Well, it is. Yeah.
Well, I think that was a great, fantastic time. Brian, thank you for coming on the show again.
Yeah, thank you so much.
No problem. And everybody, please make sure to keep listening to Over and Out podcast and check out the Facebook page for Will You Be Mine, facebook.com/BeMineTV, and check out all our little updates and stuff and look for us to premiere in May, a raunchy romantic comedy web series about a anxiety-ridden guy looking for his plus one.
I'll be there. I'll be there for episode one with bells on.
Oh, yeah.
Woo!
Can't wait.
Episode one's looking good. Looking good.
Real good. Actually, yeah. I don't know, but I'm assuming.
Everybody go it's check good. It out. It's going to be great. Yeah. If anything, the humor based off of this man alone will just be enough to get your panties in a bunch and then back out of them. But, check into that, look into that, and then, you know, keep in contact with us here on the podcast. We like having you as listeners. We like having Brian on as a guest, so we'll have him back because we love him, and he's great. And he just brings wonderful gems of stories on the show for us.
Oh, yeah.
You're two for two now, Brian.
That's two for two.
That one's a home run, though. That one's tough to...
Yeah, that was out of the park. That was It Takes Two. Can't eat, can't sleep, over the fence, World Series kind of thing.
Oh, I love you dropping those sports references, Alex.
That's a Mary Kate. Did you say
over the fence World Series?
Yeah, it's a Mary Kate and Ashley Olsen movie from the 90s.
Did he bat a field goal?
It Takes Two.
Can we? I would love an episode, Alex, where we just talk sports with you.
I'm gonna fail. I'm gonna fail the episode.
Oh, exactly. That's the point.
Yeah. All right.
Home World Series.
Brian, are you down with sports?
Yes.
All right. We'll have Brian back on, and you guys can take me to Pound Town.
Oh yeah.
Can you just isolate that clip of Alex saying you could take me to Pound Town?
we're just gonna have Pound Town, and that's just gonna be looped over and over and over.
That's right. Take me to Pound Town. Problem
you're
solved.
Just not doing yourself. And you pause for that one. That's even easier to isolate.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
It's gonna work out fine. Anyways, thank you guys for listening. Come back next week. Join us for another episode. This has been the podcast. We are over and out.
Sentimental gentleman from Georgia, gentle to the ladies all the time. When it comes to love and peace, real professor, yes, just amazing. Georgia peaches hanging round.